أن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به وأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تبارك وتعالى، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل، فإن خير ما يتزود به العبد هو تقوى الله. ثم نقول: When we begin, brothers and sisters in Islam, to read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Quran. From the beginning of the Quran, where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the very last ayah in the Quran, Min al-Jinnati wal-Nas, we'll find between these two ayahs of the book of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, between them Allah ta'ala has spoken about many important issues. Allah Ta'ala has given us many messages. The message of the importance of Al-Aqidah, the message of Al-Tawheed, the message of Al-Jihad, Fi Sabilillah, the message of the importance of Al-Sidq, truthfulness, the message of Al-Adl, Al-Zulm, Al-Wala, Al-Bara. And no doubt, any time that we come before the Muslims, all of these issues are appropriate to talk about. From the many messages of the Qur'an that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us about, and he shows the importance that Al-Islam places upon this issue, is the issue of being bound, the issue of being in the middle course. And when we say being balanced and in the middle course, do not let any of you focus upon being balanced only in the deen. The hadith of the three companions who went to the wife of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him about his ibadah and asked him about how he was with them, and one of them said, as for me, I'll never stop praying, I'll pray all night long. The other one said, I'll fast all the time. The third one said, I'll never marry women. Do not let your minds go to this issue alone, but verily the balance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the Quran, the middle course that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the Quran, relates to every aspect of your life. To be balanced with your wife, to be balanced with your brother, to be balanced with the masjid, to be balanced in every single affair of yours. Some of us have gone astray and we've lost this middle course. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the very first surah of the Quran, showing us the importance of this balance. When the Muslim prays five times a day, every single day, he says, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Guide us on the صراط المستقيم. The صراط المستقيم, that is straight. It has no crookedness in it, to the right or the left. And do not guide us to the way of those who you are angry with and those who go astray. The ones who you are angry with being the Jews. They were once on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. They were once balanced, but they went astray.
when they started to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was faqir, and they were aghniya. When Allah ordered them to give sadaqah, when Allah ordered them to give in the cause of Allah, they said, we are rich, and this is why Allah is telling us to give to Him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them, أَنْتُمْ فُقَرَاءَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. You are the poor ones. They went off to Siratul Mustaqeem when they assassinated the prophets and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they took the book of Allah and they changed what it was saying. Then we have the Jews or the Christians on the other hand, who simply because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Isa without the intercession of a man, they said he's Ibn Allah. They said he was the son of Allah, from the middle course to going astray. Allah ta'ala tells them in the Quran, Inna mathala Isa inda Allah ka mathala Adam khalaqahu min turab faqala lahu kun fayakun. Verily the example of Isa to Allah is like the example of Adam. He created him from dirt. He created him from nothing. And he said, be and ye. Be and it was. So now, ikhwan, we find this ayat clearly showing us the importance of being balanced in the middle court. In another ayat of the Quran in Surah Al-Furqan, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives us the description of the believers. And He gives us a series of ayat in which He describes those who believe, those who are His servants. And He said, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنَ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمَ الْجَاهِلِيُّونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا إِلَى أَنْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. And the worshippers of Allah, the servants of Allah, of Ar-Rahman, are those who walk on the earth in humility. And when the ignorant people address them and talk to them, they say to them, Salam. I have no time for this kalam. And they are the ones who, when they spend out of their wealth, they don't waste, nor are they stingy. But they are in the middle court. Another ayah. Allah Ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. And for that reason we have made you people an ummah that is in the middle court. In all of your affairs, in the middle court. So that you may be witnesses over the people and the messenger may be a witness over you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam has told us in an authentic hadith that's been collected by Ibn Hibban on the authority of Anas ibn Malik in illustrating and showing us the importance of exceeding the limit to the right or to the left. The Prophet ﷺ said to you people, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْغُلُوْ فِي الدِّينِ إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْغُلُوْ فِي الدِّينِ فَإِنَّمَا هَلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ بِالْغُلُوْ فِي الدِّينِ. Beware of exceeding the limit. Beware of exceeding the limit in the religion. For verily those who went before you, they were destroyed because their excessiveness going outside of bounds, exceeding the limit, meaning the Jews and the Christians that we just explained. So these ayahs that we've rehearsed to you and this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ are a few of the many ayahs and hadith that tell us about the importance of staying in the middle court. Now we see that the Muslims, unfortunately, like the Jews and the Christians, they have gone outside of the middle court in the affairs concerning the deen and in the affairs concerning their dunya. So today we're going to talk about an aspect of going outside of the middle court that probably the majority of us